If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Thank you. We just wrapped up June Dairy Month, but wait, there's more. July is National Ice Cream Month.
It is. We love this month.
Who she is and the story behind one of the oldest ice cream store chains in the Midwest and a curious new flavor.
Sweet corn ice cream.
That's right. She said sweet corn ice cream. More about that after I thank the Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com for sponsoring us today. There has never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Okay, here we go. Sweet corn ice cream. It's being made by Whitey's Ice Cream in Moline. Started in 1933 by Chester Lindgren, who did not like the name Chester.
He always had white blonde hair growing up, so he was always called Whitey.
That's Annika Thunberg, part of the family that has owned Whitey's for 71 years.
My grandfather and grandma, Bob and Norm Thunberg, bought the company in 1953, and it's been in our family ever since.
It's a great history. Whitey's now has 8 stores on either side of the Mississippi in the Quad Cities, plus their own ice cream manufacturing plant. But let's hear more about that sweet corn ice cream.
It tastes much better than you would expect. I've found myself eating more of it than I ever thought I would.
The idea for this new flavor came from John Deere. The company is holding its golf classic this week in the Quad Cities, and Deere wanted to feature a flavor that married two of the Midwest's most important commodities, dairy and corn.
We landed on an option that is some of our vanilla with sweet corn flavoring and then mixed with some chopped up corn in there. So there are real pieces of corn in the ice cream.
Well, I do like sweet corn and I do like vanilla ice cream. So, okay, let's go. Where can I buy it?
So this actually is not going to be sold in our stores. It's just being given out for free today at the John Deere Classic. It's the Pro-Am Day and Kids Day out at the John Deere Classic. Who knows, maybe someday in the future we'll have it available in our stores, but really they're using it as an education piece to teach people about what farming could do for the community and for food.
Sweet corn ice cream, it's officially a thing. On the food calendar, today's National Fried Clams Day, it's National Chocolate Wafer Day, and National Eat Your Beans Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.